morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
According to Oklahoma State University grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson, who appeared on this past weekend's episode of Sunup, world wheat production is projected to be down this year compared to last, which he says is at least a start to seeing the price of wheat improve.
Well, as you look around the world, production is projected to be 2% less than last year at 27.1 billion bushels. The United States minus 21% at 1,800,000,000. You know, it was over 2.3 last year. But looking at our competitors, Argentina, 6% higher production this year at 463 million bushels. Australia down 29%. They've had weather problems there at 919 million. Of course, they had a record crop last year, just like Argentina. Canada down 1% at 874 million. Looking at the European Union, up 4%. Of course, they had a disaster with their crop last year at 5.5 billion bushels. Kazakhstan down 13% at 478 million. Russia down 8%, 2.5 billion. Ukraine down 7%, and that is significant right there because that's hard red winter, mostly producers, some hard red spring wheat. They're our direct competitors. So from a production down 2%, that's a start at what we need. But the decline in production, I think, is down in the important countries like Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine.
With the European Union's substantial contribution this year, world ending stocks are projected to be up 1%. Aside from Argentina, though, the U.S. and most of its competitors worldwide are down, many quite significantly.
They're moving in the right direction. You look at the world, now that's going to be up 1%. That's basically because of the European Union production, but the U.S. down 21% at 914 million bushels. Our competitors, Argentina up 2%. Of course, they're a big production there. Australia down 21%. Canada down 28%. European Union down 7%, Kazakhstan down 23%, Russia down 9%, Ukraine down 4%. That's what we want to see because we get these stocks lower, then we can get those prices higher.
But the question remains, what can we expect this to do for the price of wheat, at least here in the near term?
Well, right now, not very much because we've got a lot of wheat in the bin that we've got to work through the system. Right now, the market's offering anywhere from 340 to 360 in Oklahoma. If you look at canola, bringing them in $6.65 plus or minus a nickel around the state. Corn that's fixed to go in the ground based on that December contract. Most of Oklahoma is somewhere around $3.25. Panhandle 370, sorghum at 305, and soybeans at $8.75.
You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock invites you to check out their next regular video auction coming Thursday, June 1st, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 18,600 head to be offered, 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you want more details about the auction, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.